Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Good day, mate. And welcome to a special New Year's Eve edition of the Global Fresh Series. As we count down the final moments of the year, we are going to take a look back at the commodities that shaped our industry and a look ahead at the opportunities. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you all the way from Sydney, Australia, hence the G'day Mate opening. And this is the perfect way to close the year together. So as the clock ticks down and the holiday spirit heats up, settle in with your glass of champagne and join us as we celebrate the people, places, and produce that keep our world fresh. Tonight and all year long, let's get started. I'm really glad you're here because today we're taking a step back from the daily price sheets, the shipment updates, and the weather watches and looking at the bigger picture. 2025 was a year where fresh produce proved once again that it's anything but predictable. From tariffs to weather, it was a year of abundance and constraint. A year where avocados at the end of the year became affordable. Citrus reached multi-year highs. Berries rewrote seasonality. And consumers continue to demand more. More freshness, more transparency, and more value. So for the next 30 minutes, we're going to walk through the produce aisles of 2025, not shelf by shelf, but trend by trend. What moved the markets? What surprised us? And what's setting the tone for 2026, which is rapidly approaching? 2025 was a year that reshaped the global fresh produce industry, and it began with tariffs that were widely discussed throughout the industry. And if you know what I mean, starting in last January at the trade shows, it was kind of a whisper. And then further out into CPMA in April, and even further out, it was certainly by the time we got to IFPA, it was a rumble. Trade policy took center stage early in the year as new and adjusted tariffs across key growing and exporting regions sent ripples through supply chains. The cost shifted. Sourcing strategies evolved, and growers, shippers, and retailers were forced to adapt quickly in an already complex global marketplace. And from there, the industry leaned into resilience. That's what we're known for turning on a dime. Weather volatility continued to challenge production. Labor pressures remained, as we know here in California, where a lot of the labor market did not show up in the fields. And logistics demanded constant recalibration. Yet, across the globe, fresh produce leaders responded with innovation, investing in smarter technology, strengthening regional partnerships, and rethinking how and where food moves. Suddenly, you saw new markets evolving and new partnerships setting up for long-term relationships. Sustainability remained a driving force in 2025. Water efficiency, packaging reduction, and regenerative practices moved from conversation and conservation to action as buyers and consumers alike demanded measurable progress. At the same time, branding and storytelling became more critical than ever, helping commodities stand out in a crowded and competitive retail environment. Consumer behavior also evolved, value and health-guided purchasing decisions, while demand for fresh, convenient, and globally sourced produce stayed strong, even amid economic uncertainty. By year's end, one thing was clear. 2025 tested the fresh produce industry, but it also proved its strength. From tariffs to technology, from challenge to opportunity, the global produce community showed once again that adaptability is our greatest asset. But before we continue with this year's wrap-up, let's take a moment to shine a light on our first-class sponsor, because they are a true leader in the world of spuds. They are proudly Canadian and proudly Manitoban. Their Manitoba is a true potato powerhouse, growing top quality potatoes, and storing them to ensure a fresh local supply throughout the year. No matter the season, Manitobans can count on homegrown potatoes to elevate everyday meals or shine in holiday dishes like tonight's holiday meal. Now, when you're in the global trade circuit, issues can arise from global trade that requires experts to navigate smooth sailing for payments. That is when you turn to the DRC, known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation. Make sure to stop by Hall 25, B22 at Fruit Logistica coming up in just a few weeks in Berlin, Germany, to meet the DRC team who can help you navigate these channels and trade with confidence. Don't go anywhere, because before we get to the next commercial, we're going to give you an opportunity just to have another sip of champagne, grab a crisp apple, peel an orange, or smash an avocado while it's still a steal. We'll give you just enough time to snack smart as we cut to commercial. Stay fresh. We'll be right back.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we're back, Fresh Produce aficionados. Thank you to Jack Vandenberg, one of our very impressive sponsors. Continuing on, if 2024 was about recovery, 2025 was about volume. 2025 wasn't just about individual headline disasters. It was a year where extreme weather patterns, floods, cyclones, heat stress, and drought conditions repeatedly intersected with fresh produce production and distribution. These events contributed to localized crop losses, supply chain disruptions, and market volatility across multiple continents, illustrating how climate risk is increasingly central to global agriculture. On top of that, add the extreme heat that is becoming more the norm than an occasional anomaly, and you have a recipe for a recipe for progress. You know, they're trying to figure out, when do we plant? When do we harvest? New varieties have been coming up to really stand the test of time against all of these, not just the heat resistance, but even drought, flooding, everything that's hitting these agricultural sector. Across the global fresh produce industry, growers are beginning to adapt to these persistent changes in climate. With production coming back strong, growing conditions improved in key regions. Plantings expanded, fueled by demand signals from previous seasons and logistics once strained by pandemic-era disruptions. They began to move with greater consistency and confidence. On paper, the numbers looked promising. More fruit, more vegetables, more movement, but volume didn't tell the same story everywhere. In some categories, increased supply delivered much-needed price relief, opening doors for retail promotions, stronger movement, and renewed consumer engagement. In others, the same volume brought pressure, volatility in the market, compressed margins, and difficulty decisions for growers and shippers navigating oversupply. And that contrast defined 2025. And I'm thinking about one of the most recent events that marked an historical agricultural moment with the oversupply of cherries from Chile that normally that first shipment within the beginning of November goes to the Far East, particularly China. But the Chilean growers made a decision logistically to send that first shipment to Europe, which marked a historical moment because it was the first time ever that cherries arrived so early within the European market, making it an opportunity for retailers to merchandise these cherries in the supermarkets right around the holiday, the Christmas holiday time. And consumers are willing to spend a little bit more because it's such a special item to be able to put on a Christmas table, whether it's in a special dish or, you know, for a dessert menu. And I really thought the Chilean cherries that I tasted here were real quite impressive. It was a year where abundance didn't always mean advantage and where strategy mattered as much as scale. The winners weren't just those who grew more, but those who positioned smarter. For example, the Chilean cherries coming to Europe earlier than expected. So they also told their story better and adapted faster to shifting market realities. In 2025, the global fresh produce industry proved once again that success isn't measured by volume alone. It's defined by how you move it, market it, and manage it. And also, storytelling is taking a front and center role because competition is so stiff that a great story can help really promote that product and send it over the finish line to consumers. Before we continue, let's take another dip into the guac as we hear from another one of our fantastic sponsors, Zag Technical Services.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you're just joining us, welcome. And as always, a big thank you to all of our amazing sponsors and to you. Happy New Year to all of you. We have been so blessed to have some fantastic companies join the Produce Industry Network and sponsor our programs. Now let's take a look at fresh berries. For fresh berries, 2025 was a year of contrast defined by volume, volatility, and velocity. Production rebounded across several key growing regions, driven by improved weather conditions, expanded plantings made during years of strong demand, and a supply chain that moved more smoothly than it had in recent season. On the surface, berries were plentiful, all of them, blueberries, straws, raspberries, and blackberries. They flowed into the market with renewed consistency. And to give you another example where I saw a trend that is starting to happen in Peru, the berries, the increase in the volume was not due to the increase in acreage. It was due to the real utilization, really grasping, taking hold of AI and using that to really be very much more resourceful and using the land that they already have. And it really proved out well. They had a great increase in volume with their berries in Peru. The abundance, though, it doesn't always guarantee balance. In some windows, higher volume created opportunity. Retail promotion strengthened movement that accelerated the berries as they continue to outperform as a go-to category for health, convenience, and just pure indulgence. In other moments, That same volume applied pressure. Markets softened, quickly pricing fluctuated, and margins tightened as supply outpaced demand. And berries more than most categories felt the impact of timing because you have weather shifts that compress the harvest windows, overlapping production regions, increased competition, logistics improved, but shelf life remained unforgiving, making speed, planning, and precision more critical than ever. Through it all, consumer demand remained strong for berries because they continue to win on the health, versatility, and everyday appeal, proving once again that while the berry category may be delicate, its role in the global fresh produce industry is anything but, and it's definitely a growing category. In 2025, I also want to speak a little bit about potatoes and vegetables because they told a story of resilience, recalibration, and renewed volume. After years of weather disruption, supply chain stress, and cautious planting decisions, production across key vegetable categories began to stabilize. We had improved growing conditions in several regions, supporting stronger yields, while growers responded to past demand signals, brought more acres back into rotation. For potatoes, 2025 marked a return to consistency. Plantings increased, quality improved, and storage played a critical role in smoothing supply throughout the year. Because they had steadier volume available, markets experienced moments of relief, but also periods of pricing pressure as supply tested demand, particularly in processing and fresh segments navigating tight margins. Moving a little bit further into vegetables. Vegetable production followed a similar path. Leafy greens, onions, peppers, carrots, and field vegetables benefited from improved logistics and better planning compared to recent years. However, the category remained highly sensitive to timing. Weather variability, compressed harvest windows, while overlapping regional production created short-term surpluses that challenged pricing and movement. What defined 2025 for vegetables wasn't just output, it was balance. Higher volumes helped retailers plan promotion and supported food service recovery, but they also forced producers and shippers to sharpen execution. Storage management, contract alignment, and market timing became essential tools in protecting value across both potatoes and vegetables. And something else that I read was that due to the bumper crop in potatoes, it's not even insisting, it's really putting pressure on marketing departments to come up with more creative ways to move these potatoes. And one of the things they're looking at is pack types. What are different ways that they can put potatoes out there to make it more convenient for the consumer just to pick it up and use the potato in a certain meal that they're looking for? Because through it all, the consumer demand, it holds steady. Value, versatility, and nutrition kept potatoes and vegetables central to meal planning, especially as shoppers continued to prioritize affordability and functionality. I think these two areas, affordability and functionality, have overtaken sustainability. Everything has gotten so expensive within the fruit and vegetable realm. They first want to take a look at the affordability. In 2025, potatoes and vegetables proved once again that stability in fresh produce doesn't come from volume alone. It comes from coordination, discipline, and the ability to adapt in real time. And on this final day of the year, that is a fresh produce wrap. Until next year, I'm Juanita Gallio, reminding you that in the world of fresh produce, everything's connected and every holiday tells a story. Bon appetit as you enjoy your New Year's Eve meal with your friends and family. Stay fresh, stay inspired, and we'll see you next year on the Global Fresh Series. And from all of us here at the fresh produce sector of the Produce Industry Network, we wish all of you a very happy new year. We will see you somewhere in the world, in the aisles at one of the trade shows, in the orchards, and on the horizon in 2026.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.